Hi, thank you for listening. I'm Lisa Castanozzi, 4451 Oakland Avenue, Milwaukee County. I just urge, having been through this in Milwaukee, I urge you to step back and ask for those impact studies. Get a little more information. Impact studies, environmental, water, traffic, roads, look at the numbers. Is this deal going to cost the taxpayers and yourselves in this community over time? I believe it is. I study slaughterhouses. There's thousands of studies available to show the detrimental impacts of a large-scale slaughterhouse. Strauss was a smaller slaughterhouse before. This is a much bigger deal. And there is not a city in the country trying to bring in a slaughterhouse in this kind of community in the entire country. And I know that for a fact. It doesn't belong here. There's a short-term, impact. You might make some money initially, but then the impact will be larger than you can imagine. It's really upsetting. And then I hear and I see all the Franklin residents opposed, just like they were in Milwaukee. And it's an opportunity to just step back and do some studies. And this is not a small-owned company any longer. It's owned by Insight Equity out of Texas. Equity companies buy certain types of companies to take them over, expand them, and sell them again. The next company that buys them could be Smithfield, which is owned by China. It's foreign-owned. Do you think they're going to care? They're going to want to expand, and you're going to be known as the slaughterhouse capital of Wisconsin. It's hard to see the impact if you don't know, and I know. You've got to take a stronger, harder look at this before you vote. I urge you to take a step back, delay it, call for a referendum, do the studies, get the impact studies, and then make your decision. It's your decision. It's the residents' decision. But I don't think you have enough information. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Yes, sir, good evening.
Hi, I'm Dave Sorensen, 8669 South Deerwood Lane. And I actually want to talk about the whole process even more so than Strauss. I found out about what was happening in early October. I'm not a particularly political person. Basically, what I was told from the beginning was, this is a done deal. And I spoke to my councilman and said, well, that's ridiculous. How could this be a done deal? It's so counterintuitive, and there's been no public forums. I would like to state for everybody on the planning council and all the aldermen, these things are not set up as a tick mark in the box. A democracy doesn't mean you decide ahead of the game, and then you arbitrarily hold meetings when the answer is already done. And I really get that is the impression of what's happening. So we attended the planning council meeting. Hours and hours, hundreds of people complaining, didn't know this, didn't have much information. There are no factual studies at all about environmental impact studies, property values. All of this is going off that our mayor would like it and thinks it's a good idea, which I'm not imputing, I think he does. But that is not how a democracy works. We pay very high taxes here for the great school system we have, but we did not elect officials to be our parents, make decisions for us, and then arbitrarily waste our time in meetings during the height of a pandemic if the decision has already been made. That is not how we work. And to the mayor and to people who are considering voting this through, we may have been duped once in a previous election, but we will not be duped again.
Thank you, Mr. Sorensen. Yes, sir.
Ryan Contreras, 1128 Spruce Street, Delavan, Wisconsin. We're here with the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1473, and I am currently the union representative for the employees over at Strauss Brands. I'm here in Franklin, Wisconsin. During the time I have represented the employees at Strauss, I have done frequent safety walkthroughs and regular visits with the members during breaks, lunches, and at the end of their shifts. During the walkthroughs, I have definitely noticed that Strauss has outgrown its current operation, and I have also got to see the hard work and the skilled efforts the members put in on a day-to-day basis contributing to the company's success. Over the last couple weeks, I have spent more time than I usually do with the Strauss members to get an idea of what their view is on this expansion. During my conversations with the employees, all of them were very hopeful and very ecstatic to hear of the possibility to work in a brand new state-of-the-art facility. Not only would this new plant provide some relief to the current SOPs required of them to do their jobs, but it would also bring more opportunities and job security for the employees and their families, and open the door for others in the community as well to work at Strauss. I have personally worked in food manufacturing for close to 14 years with Hormel Foods Corporation and Bird's Eye Foods in Darien, Wisconsin. And I can tell you firsthand that these types of jobs provide good, stable, and dependable employment for the communities that they are in, even during an economic recession. That's when I went to Hormel Foods and left construction, and I had 40 hours every week. The employees at Strauss that I have come to know are very, very good, very hard-working, committed people who not only want this expansion but deserve this to be approved as well. So I urge you to vote yes on this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Kelly Hirsch. I reside at 7867 South 83rd Street in Franklin. I wasn't planning on talking tonight, so I'm going to read the letter that I sent to our common council. This is from both my husband and myself. We hope this message finds you well. We are Aaron and Kelly Hirsch, and we reside at 7867 South 83rd Street in Franklin, Wisconsin. We write today to express our concerns about the upcoming Common Council vote regarding an application for a special use permit submitted by Strauss Brands LLC. It appears as if Strauss Brands LLC has failed to meet the criteria required to obtain a special use permit as codified in the City of Franklin's Unified Development Ordinance, UDO. UDO-15-9.0103 regulates applications for special use permits. UDO-15-9.0103C requires that a special use application shall be accompanied by adequate evidence showing that the proposed special use will conform to the standards set forth in Division 15-3.0700 of this ordinance and those other standards which may also be applicable. The standards set forth in UDO-15-3.0701A2 stipulate that any proposed use must not have a substantial or undue adverse or detrimental effect upon or endanger adjacent property, the character of the area, or the public health, safety, morals, comfort, and general welfare, and not substantially diminish and impair property values within the community or neighborhood. According to the UDO, all applicants for a special use permit must provide adequate evidence that the proposed use of a site will conform with all standards stipulated in the UDO. Strauss Brands LLC has provided no evidence that its proposed development will not substantially diminish and impair property values within the community or neighborhood. While what is considered adequate in reference to evidence is subjective, the fact that evidence of some sort must be submitted by all applicants for a special use permit for all stipulated standards is not. Strauss Brands LLC has not met the criteria for obtaining a special use permit, and their application must be denied. The law exists to prevent the arbitrary exercise of power. We urge you to support the rule of law by voting to deny the application for a special use permit submitted by Strauss Brands LLC until such time as they are compliant with all applicable UDO standards. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, Aaron and Kelly Hirsch. I do also want to read something. I don't have the time. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hirsch. Yes, sir, good evening.
Good evening,
Council. Could you come a little closer to the microphone, please?
Good evening, Council members. My name is Manish Shroff. I have lived in Franklin for more than 15 years. My address is 8232 South Preserve Way, Franklin. I'm here today to express my displeasure and opposition to the proposed Strauss meat plant expansion in the city of Franklin. The primary reason for my opposition is due to the significant impact this expansion will cause to the environment via air and water pollution to our city and the globe at large. Let me walk you through the impacts these kind of initiatives have on the environment based on research and analysis by several agencies such as the USDA, EPA, etc. To begin with, let's talk about air pollution. Slaughterhouses are responsible for large outputs of greenhouse gases such as methane and carbon dioxide, both major contributors to climate change. These gases are created both in the process of slaughter and by degradation of wastewater. Wastewater contains a number of organic materials, all of which release methane and carbon dioxide when they decompose. The other cause of air pollution by slaughterhouses is due to the electricity used to run them, as well as packing, cooling, and transporting the dead animals. The next cause of pollution is water pollution. One of the largest environmental concerns associated with slaughterhouses is wastewater and water contamination. The United States alone has 32 slaughterhouses responsible for dumping 55 million pounds of, gallons of pollutants into the waterways annually. The wastewater from slaughterhouses, as you can imagine, contains all sorts of disgusting materials known as suspended solids, including fat, grease, and manure. According to the Environmental Working Group, there are 8 slaughterhouses that are ranked among the top 20 polluters of surface water in the U.S. Collectively, these 8 slaughterhouses dumped 30 million pounds of contaminants, including nitrogen, phosphorus, and ammonia, into waterways in just 1 year. Nitrogen pollution in waterways can also kill aquatic life and make it much more difficult for fish, insects, and other creatures dependent on water to survive.
Mr. Schroff, your time is up, sir.
I have just one more.
Mr. Schroff, I can't allow it.
Based on...
Mr. Schroff, okay. I can't allow it. Thank you very much, sir. That's why, for those of you who weren't here for my introduction, please assemble your thoughts, because 3 minutes goes really fast. And if you're going to read an article...
Testing.
Probably not a good use of your time.
Testing.
Yes, ma'am. While I was talking, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, my name is Belinda Burtis. I live at 5254 South 24th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53221. I'm about 8 blocks south of College Avenue or Franklin. I was born and raised here, went to high school and college here. This is an example of big egg or agribusiness, and possibly the mayor and common council profiting great amounts of money while everyday hardworking persons suffer reduced property values, toxic water, and air. Fact, quote, the Nazis, one of the models they used for designing the camps of mass extermination was the large-scale American slaughterhouse. Jane Goodall, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. A proposed $4.5 million Milwaukee incentive package for Strauss Project was held back after organizers from the people living in Century City showed up days before its potential approval. Century City is a predominantly black area near where I went to high school at Rufus King. The people of this area voted against the city and the mayor because they were putting their community first, not money in the pockets of people with great power. Some meatpacking workers and advocates say meat processing company Strauss Brands fired many of its employees in Franklin after complaints about the lack of COVID-19 safety measures. This was in the journal Sentinel. Quote, slaughterhouses are destroying the environment, shrinking water supplies, and wasting huge amounts of energy. Unquote, Jane Goodall. I just returned from living in California for 20 years. There were countless startups and entrepreneurs in every industry. Why are we not reaching out to the people of Franklin, students of our state's great colleges and universities? Are we proud to say Franklin and Wisconsin, state of the slaughterhouse? We are moving backwards. Like other divisions of agriculture, slaughterhouse and meat processing workers are predominantly black and brown people living in low-income communities. Every day, meat processing workers are knowingly exposed to serious safety hazards in their workplace. Many of the injuries and deaths that workers experience today are very similar to those first exposed to the general public in Upton Sinclair's 1906 novel, The Jungle. There has been an exodus of manufacturing from the United States. This has eroded the domestic capabilities needed to turn inventions into high-quality, cost-competitive products, damaging America's abilities to retain and lead in many sectors, including machine tools, metal forming, precision bearings, aerospace, biotechnology, and high-end medical devices. I say let's stop the Strauss slaughterhouse and create business or businesses that are innovative, forward-thinking, and will make Franklin and the state of Wisconsin proud.
Thank you very much.
Am I done?
You're done.
Thank you.
And we have most of those industries in our business park. Yes, sir. No, ma'am.
Are you allowed to make comments on my comment?
I am. Thank you, ma'am.
I disagree.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Shameful.
Thank you. Sometimes it is. Go ahead, sir.
Ma'am.
You're shameful.
Okay. Yes, sir. Your name and address, please.
My name is Rajiv Sarana, and I live at 3754 West Cypress Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. I'm a Franklin resident for past 17 years and a business owner. I'm a proponent of bringing a sustainable businesses to Franklin that can help bring additional revenue to the city, which in turn will reduce property taxes and create more jobs. It is important that Franklin citizens are fully informed and involved, have complete transparency and facts from the committee members as well as trust management. We are talking about creating new and more jobs. Studies have found many of the workers in meat industries are illegal immigrants. Strauss has fired 31 of their employees recently who are working at their factory in Franklin from past 12 to 17 years because they did not have legal document. Why did it take 17 years to find that these employees were not legal? Didn't you think that this took away American jobs? This all creates doubts and questions about the company policies and procedures of Strauss. We should be looking into bringing the businesses which are sustainable and can bring growth, create high-paying jobs and revenue for city as well as citizens. Why don't we think about building technology park or something which help our kids and community? A future elementary school have been proposed closer to this business site. Think about this emotional and psychological effect on the growing kids when they see animals are brought to slaughter. We would like to teach our kids to be gentle and not provide them an environment of violence, fear and death. Another most important factor for not bringing such businesses in a local presence of has been linked to higher rates of violent crimes with communities. In 2001, bestseller Fast Food Nation, author Eric Schlosser paints a grim picture of the effects of a new meatpacking plant on Lexington, Nebraska. In 1990, IBP opened a slaughterhouse in Lexington. A year later, the town with a population of roughly 7,000 had the highest crime rate in the state of Nebraska. Within the decade, the number of serious crimes doubled. The number of Medicaid cases nearly doubled. Lexington became the major distribution center for illegal drugs. Gang members appeared in town and committed drive-by shooting. The majority of Lexington white inhabitants moved elsewhere. In short, I would like to stress that we should be investing into the business, which will have a positive social and economic impact to our community. Therefore, I urge the council members to think twice before they vote and vote no for this proposal. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, sir.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Deepak Ahuja, residing at 6828 South Juliana Drive, Franklin. So actually, say we are either talking about two type of problem, whether the problem is with the slaughterhouse or the problem is with the location of the slaughterhouse. I think many of us believe that the problem is with the slaughterhouse due to whatever reasons like pollution, etc. Many of people here think so, but I bet that everyone is thinking the location of the slaughterhouse Nobody wants to be that in the Franklin, first of all. Okay, say I'm from India. Say in India there is an issue with the land because of large population. But when we compare here, there is a lot of land here. So why only Strauss is choosing Franklin? Why not any other county or the town? That is a bit hard to understand, and why we are agreeing on that. And we all are protesting about the location to avoid impact as a residence in daily lives. So with due respect, means there are a couple of questions I can ask from you. Would you like to buy a property or a house near such kind of location? All the council members? Probably no. Will the residents that are already located nearby the area, are they willing to sell because all their children, grandchildren are residing so long, whether that will be so easy for them to move out because of such kind of decisions? I disagree with that. And it is not easy to change the plans also, right? Suppose I have a daughter of, say, who she's studying in high school. How I can decide to move away because I choose to live in Franklin? So when I was in Green Bay a couple of years back, I bought the house in Franklin. That was my first house in my whole lifetime. And the only thing I was seeing, like the school, colleges, and the good community. But if the slaughterhouse, if I have come to know, I probably not have bought that house. Okay, so now just seeing if your relatives or friend, if somebody is thinking to join Franklin community as a resident, probably they will also think the same. So that is what my point is. Just think about those emotional guys. You guys have a lot of lands, everything. Company will have all the measure of pollution, etc. But why only that in Franklin, not outside? Will they contact? Did they contact any other county or community before? If yes, did they say no? If they say no, why we are agreeing on this? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hi, Clodagh McGinnis, 11021 West Cold Spring Road, Greenfield, Wisconsin. And thank you all for your time. I hope to be a future resident of Franklin, and in recent years have had 3 bids on property, one of which was in very near proximity to the slaughterhouse. It was very concerning to be at the last meeting where a huge number of local residents appeared during a pandemic to voice their opposition and were ignored. I had a business in Elm Grove for 18 years where there is currently huge opposition to high-end apartments that will take over the convent. Could you imagine if a slaughterhouse was even mentioned in Elm Grove area? The reality is it would never even be mentioned or considered, even on a tiny scale, and North Milwaukee rejected it also. So I'm asking, why are Franklin residents being ignored and expected to live next to a 500-a-day slaughterhouse? I still have hope that the residents are heard and respected, and that I too will also be a resident of the Franklin area in the future. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Dennis Beale. I am at 9053 South Corygrass Circle West. My question is, what's in it for the residents of Wisconsin, from the residents of Franklin? I know maybe taxes, but people don't live here because of low taxes. If anything, in Milwaukee County, we're the one of the highest taxes. We don't live here for that. This plant is 3.75 times larger than Strauss's current plant. Plus, it's got a slaughterhouse, so it's not comparable. The smell and pollution are my main concern. And the only people that seem to approve this are people that work for Strauss, or are somehow connected with Strauss. And I'm sure many of the people that work for Strauss or are connected with Strauss don't even live here. You are taking a beautiful community and risking pollution, very bad smells. So if Strauss wants to build a new plant, that's fine, but not here.
Thank you, Don. Yes, ma'am, good evening.
Hi, I'm Mary Dukiewicz, 10250 West Scepter Circle, Franklin. I'm here to ask you to vote no, mainly because of the residential people it'll affect. I grew up on a small farm. We had 20 cows. I know what 20 cows can smell like, and that's in open air. Maybe in the facility you might have the smell taken care of. But all these cows coming from wherever and however far they're coming from, they're not wearing diapers, and your roads, your highways, your streets are going to be left with some of their personal poop and their feces or whatever you want to call it. I'm worried about the pollution of lakes and rivers and our water table. I'm concerned about where all the waste from these 500 cows is going to be disposed of. How will it be disposed? And all the trucks that are going to be coming to pick up the waste and removal is in addition to the trucks bringing the cows. So my biggest concern is a lot of traffic jams. There are a lot of people that live out in Wind Lake. They have big fancy homes around the lake. They come in Highway 36 into the city to work every day. How is all this traffic with all these trucks going to work out for them? So I'm just asking you to vote no, think about it, take more time. I don't have anything against the plan that they have, but I think they should be looking more out into a bigger area into the country. There's a lot of space. This is too close to the people that have worked hard to have the homes that they have here in Franklin. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Janet Tesler. I live at 8697 South Deerwood Lane in Franklin. At the last meeting, I expressed my concern over the negative impact of the slot that the slaughterhouse would have on our air, water, land, property values, etc. No one did then or has since given me any indication that any of this is a guarantee that it won't have an impact. Also, that night, Strauss sat here and talked about that there would be 20 trucks a day. 20. And I can't help but wonder how they're going to get 500 head of cattle in here in 20 trucks a day, and how many trucks it will take to remove the waste or the product. I don't feel that there has been transparency with any of this to the residents, not by Strauss and not by the city of Franklin. When everyone, you know, I hear people talking about how Strauss is a family-owned business. It's been in Franklin for 50 years. They were. They're not anymore. They're no longer a family-owned business. They're owned by an equity firm company in Texas. Who does not care about any of us at all? I'm sure that part of that purchase included Strauss pushing to get this through. Strauss didn't care about Franklin when they were trying to get their slaughterhouse in the city of Milwaukee. They were ready to just leave Franklin and say, the heck with you guys. We're going where we can get a better deal. So what do we owe Strauss? What do we owe this equity firm? We don't owe them anything. But I feel the city of Franklin owes the residents. This isn't just going to impact our property values. I don't even live a mile and a half from this location. I love opening my windows in the summer. I won't be able to do that. I live right off Loomis Road. Is Strauss or the equity firm going to pay for my additional air conditioning because I can't open my windows because of the traffic noise or the odor? Are they going to pay for the additional repairs on our roads with all the trucking coming in? They're not even going to be paying 100% on their assessed value for taxes. They're going to be paying what, 60%? Can I pay 60%?